Has anybody ever told you you have a nice body for a woman so mature?
Why, yes, young man. My husband, Charlie, used to compliment me on my torso.
Te fijé conté con bien de rayón, Ilia, ¿eh? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20. It's 20, 20, ¿no? And you have a circle with a point. The circle with a point in the alchemy is the symbol of gold. It's the solar system, solar. And the what I give to you, the calendar Aztec, no, have 20 symbols around the circle, like that. And then we need to say, in the mind is everything. It's not Aztec, it's not French, it's not alchemical, it's the mind. No? And the crop circle is the mind. Why there? Why this plant? Why not another plant?
Well, they use different plants.
What? Why not in the sun?
Yeah, that's an interesting question. It might go back to suggesting something about agriculture and the origin of civilization. Also, it might be that they're pointing towards, in the same way that we cultivate crops, we're also being cultivated as spiritual beings.
Maybe.
Maybe.
That is a key or what?
Yeah, I think, let me see.
26.
All right, so.
No one will be around if you were an animal.
Like you're an animal?
I'm going to take the distributor cap off my
car. I bet it wasn't.
You don't have to go nowhere.
Animal bed.
I didn't use the
You have no
back.
Right to touch my car. That's my property. We gotta stay together.
I
gotta take care of you. I'm not going anywhere.
It's the bigger thing, wasn't it?
My son is big for his age.
Ricky, if you had some money, enough money to travel a little safer, you'd get a second-hand car like one of those campers. You could live in the back with curtains on it. Everything. Lots of young people live in there. It's safe. It's very safe. I ain't leaving.
What is it?
I ain't never leaving.
Back.
I'm going to have to ask you to leave right away today, or else I'm going to have to take steps. You understand?
No,
if you don't go,
no.
I'm going to have to put you out.
Not at all.
No!
That would ruin the whole thing.
I
would like to know if you thought you turned out you want to go.
Never! Never!
Mr. Brandy?
And not in the back.
Never!
Don't pick me now, honey. Or I go wrong.
Sorry. No deal, baby.
You hear? Never!
Now you give me those keys.
I don't! Never!
Right.
Don't you be calling climbing slippery on bacon statues down your side.
But in doing so, the Court of Appeals changed to bottled water exports or exports of water in any form are hereby prohibited. Which is very different from most uses of water, even with agricultural uses, have return flows, and it's available for reuse again and again. But once you put water in a bottle and you move it out of state, it's gone.
You made that a product. We invested. It's a private good. You can't take it from us anymore. It's too late. You open the door. Michigan is telling the world, come in and buy water rights here. And by the way, under this case, if you can demonstrate an economic benefit of shipping it somewhere else, you can have it. changing the way water has been perceived as a public resource in a way that we may not be able to retreat if we make a mistake. And that's the problem.
When you take water out of its natural water basin and then ship it or move it, we know something about the ecological fallout from that. We don't know the full picture.
What happened to the Aral Sea? The Aral Sea was a lake, in fact, that was so huge that they called it a sea. And the countries around of the old Soviet Union decided to grow cotton in the desert and started siphoning off this water. And it's almost completely gone now.
Company comes along and says, the impact of 210 million gallons a year in a tanker truck is no different than 210 million gallons a year in a bottle. And you already let the bottled water people do that. So you have to let us do that.
You can, and you will.
I see myself by moonlight on the Lake of Lucerne, in a boat wandering through a leafy alley in the garden, and Beethoven's hands playing the Moonlight Sonata. He carved that sonata out of moonlight.
Was he in love when he wrote it?
Yes.
Did he marry her?
No, he never found the wife he was looking for.
How do you know he was looking for a wife?
What man isn't? A sweetheart is a bottle of wine. A wife is a wine bottle.
Did Goethe write that?
Baudelaire. Beethoven and Goethe are the good friends. Griff doesn't go for Beethoven.
Griff is tone deaf.
How did you know?
Alive. I watched his face when we were singing the other night.
You sang very well. Happiness was born a twin.
Lord Byron, my favorite poet.
You baffle me. Intellect is seldom a feature of physical beauty. And that makes you a remarkable woman. The most interesting contradiction I've met in years. With a love of poetry. Rare in this age of missiles. Would you like to visit where Byron wrote many of his famous sonnets?
Outrageous.
I'm going to take it out.
She deliberately manipulated events in order to protect the subject, Michael Lewis. She has interfered with every possible...
We both interfered. But that is our job. We are trying to find women and men emotionally and physically equipped for leadership. I would like you to look at his primary pattern. I believe that we have a suitable candidate for Killmaster in Michael Lewis.
He's not going to hurt you now.
Oh, yes, very promising. But we need more than promises.
You want to play too?
We have to get new squad leaders. Oh. We're losing Killmasters faster than we can replace them. We are falling behind. And of course, we all know what happens to people who fall behind.
Why not use Friendlander? He's already been equipped and trained in
general music. something rather special in mind for our man, Frontliner. About this Lewis person. If your fellow Lewis manages to qualify, I want him. Is that clear?
Take it all away. Straight down to my ball.
Qualify him. I'll terminate him.
Step to that edge. You look down. And as you're going, yourself, it's just this rush of air.
What? 1,400 feet deep. 125 feet across at the top, widening out to 6 acres at the bottom. The shaft has the same dimensions as the Empire State Building. The Cave of Swallows gets its name from the birds that nest along its upper walls. Millions of them spiral out of the entrance at daybreak and return at dusk.
Too rough.
But what the birds find
easy
is tough with a parachute.
You lose that?
Positioning and timing are everything.
You gonna be okay now?
Underground, the jumpers risk getting disoriented.
When you jump underground, there are walls surrounding you. You will always face a wall.
A jumper has 6.5 seconds to pull the ripcord. Do it too late, and there's no time for the chute.
Listen, you guys stick around.
The drop rate is 120 feet per second. At this speed, hitting the ground is like a car going headlong into a brick wall at 80 miles per hour.
Bye.
And when it's time to go back up,
we clip ourselves into an extraction rope, which is attached to a winch, and we can get two base jumpers out in about 10 minutes. And then we do it all again.
On our next stop on the journey, we're going 1,800 feet underground.
That tears it. This can't be a coincidence.
See why you've been avoiding me all this time. You've got yourself a fancy new boyfriend.
Judd, things have changed. You are not the same boy I knew.
What do you mean?
You've become a killer, an executioner, and I don't want to have anything to do with you.
Now, I work for your brother. He's the one who pays me.
He's never ordered you to kill anyone. You've done it all by yourself.
Is that the story your brother tells you?
Yes, and I believe him.
Rena, come with me. We can go away.
No, let me go. It's too late. I told you. I don't want to be the wife of a gunman.
Rena.
Go away!
What?
Judd?
You know, I have other relationships. And...
Come on. Come on.
I thought I was special to you, Charlie. I thought you loved me.
You are, John, but I have other...
I love you,
people
Charlie.
I'm involved with. We can't get emotionally involved, Jenny.
I love you, Charlie.
That's what you said to me.
How can I justify love me?
It's not
as if I'm trying to marry you or anything.
We have each other now.
Where did you go? Where were you?
was praying. I pray before anything I do. I have a private chapel.
Chapel?
Yes, I have a chapel in my house. What's strange about that?
Nothing, I guess. Only you don't usually find them in places I go.
I'm not surprised. You're a whore.
Hey, go easy.
I bet you don't find many honest, God-fearing men among the customers you associate with.
That's not true. One of my customers once took me to a mass.
So piety is not dead yet.
It's not what you think. It was a black mass.
A black mass?
Yes. It was an exciting evening.
How many times have you been?
Not often. A couple of times. It's a pretty weird experience.
Where was it?
In Paris, in some cave or other.
Give me the address.
I don't remember. Now, come on. Don't keep a lady waiting.
So you're in a hurry?
No. But if you want me to stay, we have to talk. A little business. Ouch.
I'll pay.
If you like, I'll stay with you until tomorrow.
I do like. Yes, you've got to stay here.
What are you doing?
Take off your clothes. Take off your clothes. You hear? Take off your clothes.
Who come to the discotheque?
Discotheque? Which?
You know it. It's the one in the cave.
There's their names, their names.
There's Raymond.
Raymond, who else?
Anna.
Who else?
Polly.
Who else?
And
I want all the names.
Stop it, you're hurting me.
You've got to tell me the names. I want to know all the names. Tell me. Tell me. You've got to know.
Exactly. Did he hurt you? Yes! No! Because I wouldn't let him!
How come you put off going?
One day more or less. What's it matter?
You're going back to Italy?
How did you know I live in Italy?
You told me yesterday.
Oh, yes, so I did.
Show me.
You seem to be off somewhere in space.
Stop your swim.
What's the problem?
Show me what you're
Why'd you come here? What do you want to tell me?
What is it?
Nothing. I was just passing by.
No.
Understand?
You wanted to tell me something. Maybe the moment's passed.
That time at the station.
What did you say? Yes.
The night I arrived, when you saw
me. I understand.
You looked at me in a funny way, as if you knew me already.
I don't remember.
You never seen me before, had you?
I don't think so. Why? Do you think we've met before?
No, I never saw you in my life.
Nor me. I wouldn't have forgotten you. Do you have to leave tomorrow? Is someone waiting for you in Italy?
No.
Well then, stay. One day more or less, you said so yourself.
Wake up.
I was waiting for you.
I
had a feeling you'd come. You didn't just happen to be passing.
Just be easy, okay?
Jennifer Phillips.
What?
I understand.
I'm 13, and I go to junior high school next year.
Long.
I'm kind of into gymnastics.
Be shy, Jennifer.
Where I want to be. If I like somebody, I'm not. Then I feed him to Fred.
Oh, terrific, terrific. She's perfect. David will be your co-star. Remember, I told you. I would show you.
He's
exactly right.
He doesn't like movies?
Well, David's done a lot. We'll make this stop. Now, how would you like?
I don't know.
Damn it. Too much.
Why don't you guys play with Fred for a while? Get acquainted.
Blanche?
Sure you can. You better.
Listen, kid. Give them what they want. A little skin. Some action. You taste mine. You'll be the first on the block to get anything new.
Well, I think old Jennifer wants to play with... What's his name again?
Fred. Fred, remember? Jeff over there. Handle. How long have you lived here?
6 months.
All this?
Oh, no. I might have been acting for 6 months. Me and two other guys lived in this apartment. A girl was with us.
And
hey, is Howie going to set you up at our place?
Sent to juvenile
home. I live with my mom.
While.
She's a waitress.
No, listen, I made a mistake. After I she's not for you.
Her grandmother, Britta Warnos, passed away. Her grandfather decided that he'd had enough of the difficult teenager.
Shortly after her grandmother's death, her grandfather basically kicked her out of the house.
He said, don't you step another foot back in this house because I can't deal with you kids again.
Eileen and Keith left home at the same time. He stayed with friends in the neighborhood, and she struck out on her own, using the only tools she knew to survive.
So at 15, she hit the road and earned her living prostituting.
When she lived on the road, she truly lived on the road. She didn't have nowhere to go.
I think most people in the neighborhood probably had it, but she was gone. It sounds bad now, but she didn't have any friends anyway.
Stop it!
Eileen Warnos would spend the next two decades trying to find a place to call home, even as her life spiraled more and more out of control. In 1971, 15-year-old Eileen Warnos was kicked out of her grandparents' house in Troy, Michigan. The troubled teenager headed west, hitchhiking on the interstates.
As though someone was skidding me from the inside.
Aimlessly everywhere,
it was like he got his hand inside me and was pulling at my kidneys or from my soul. And then as suddenly as it came, it stopped. You know where I was? You know where I was? You know where I was? In the corner. And that music had stopped.
Look, do you think you could, fix some steel tips, not breakers, but the leather heel type with the leather filler? Well, look, why don't I do it? Well, then you can go home.
No bed sores?
Joe?
Clear. Pulse, clear. Why do you keep having to push them buttons?
Sometimes things need to be reset.
You ever have to reset a prolapsed anus? Do you know what that is? Have you ever had to deal with a prolapsed anus? Jeeves? Did they teach you that in nurse school? You know, ladies get that? Lesson? I'll tell you what, I'll give you a little lesson. Prolapsed anus is when your anus, which is a muscle, gives up after years of abuse. Comes out of the rear and hangs out like a slack bag of tissue.
Get back, I told you!
Like a person.
Please let me eat.
You won't get it.
Oh, let me eat. Please, I'm starving. Let me eat what's in
to make your anus
get back.
I'm starving. Let me eat. Please. Oh, I'm starving. I'm starving. I'm starving.
Get down, you dog. Yes.
Have a little pity, see.
Back, dog.
Anus and Andy. Nothing?
Oh, please. I promise I'll do whatever you want. Let me eat a bit. I'm so hungry if I could
famous
only
famous
eat
cookies.
Cheese.
Shut up, slut.
Do anything for food. Anything.
Drop dead, you.
So you changed my dad?
I must eat, I must.
Let's get you, slut.
Take a push in a bag. Throw it out. Put down the toilet.
Get down!
Please.
Will you shut your big mouth, you stupid whore?
You're not
pretty
going
cool
to let me starve to death.
Cool,
kill me.
Silence! You're going to stay
what
there as long as I want you to, and you'll eat when I let you.
And then you forgot.
You
you're
filthy whore.
Worrying about your life, and you start biting your fingernails and you see your mouth.
You won't starve to death. I'll whip you to death first.
Careful. Make sure you wash them hands.
Let me have it. Oh, I must eat something, you understand? I only want a bit of it to touch it, to smell it. Give me the dish, tell me what I must do. Then I can eat. Oh, you must tell what I have to do. Please, I'll do anything. Please help me. I eat just a little. I must eat now.
Yeah, hey. Don't worry, man. I'm not going to touch you. I'm not going
to
stop you from anything. Everything's cool. I'm going
to
take this with me. It's a shrine. I need it for meditation. The truth. The truth is in the fire. Listen, Steve, your sister is here. You know what I just said? That's really true? You're a little high, so... Absolute concentration. You can see the flame. Your sister is here. We've been looking all over for you. Your sister is here.
Thank you, Father, and I appreciate your concern.
My little sister, Jenny. She's been trying to find you, man. You mean that my little sister, Jenny, really made it? Listen, you want to come with me right now, man? I'll take you to her.
God bless us all.
No, I tell you what. You give me a day to get my head straight, and I will come.
Okay.
Don't tell her that you've seen me yet.
Okay.
She was,
We were all basically the same.
We are all unique in the quality.
She was the sweetest little kid.
Our own private property, so to speak.
It's been a long time since I left her there.
Where?
Oh, at the house where we were little. I ran from the misery of that house as soon as I was old enough to. I left there the day that they took her things away. What things?
But if you stick with it, just, and you take what
kids think, you know, things that little kid collects. It's just a box of nonsense, but they were important things to her.
And eventually, things
they belong to her.
Good things, great things,
like a treasure chest,
but happen
inviolable
not despite what you did and the reaction you got, but because
I mean,
of it.
Things were hers, they belonged
and then
to her.
The mind, the intellect, looks at this and says, well, hold on a second.
It was a very ugly woman.
It might get you in trouble, but eventually it works out. And what happens then is your head and your heart, your knowing, your intuition come together. And the war stops, we become whole again, where mind serves consciousness instead of serving itself. And it's years and years, I say this honestly, since my intuition and my head have had a problem.
Her touch was just like
and it's an incredible feeling because it's
she
like
clever too.
When you start out, it's like I feel to do this. You're not doing
it. She was clever at thinking about punishments.
And then after a while, when the sink takes place, it's like I feel to do this. And the head goes. Okay.
Then Jenny became like a.
And it's a totally different way of
interacting with the world. A stricken animal. And this is a great deal of pain. She was snatching at air.
But the first thing is what it is. It's to face the situation
she
we're
grabbed
in, and then we can do something
like
about
she grabbed hold of me, she was grabbing on to save her life.
This point,
she was actually grabbing on as if the limb was totally disembodied from her bitch enemy up above.
When we do, we can do something about it, because we're accepting what the situation is.
And it happened
the
to her.
Thing is to choose
something terrible
to
happened
her.
To her. She just didn't seem like a little girl anymore. She seemed like a dying man who was trying to run away from what's pain. It was if the most terrible thing could ever happen to you had finally made himself clear for her.
The energy field is the body is an expressed vibrationally of our state of being, mental, emotional, and therefore, our state goes out
black of started sliding out of her mouth, tendrils, like she was trying to spew forth all of her hatred.
So when this shift takes place, because we said my intent, very powerful intent, is that I want freedom. I don't want to end my life. I'm not going to be a slave anymore. I'll do what is necessary to understand who am I, where am I. Suddenly this energy field shift takes place and we start drawing in new people, places, locations, opportunities, etc. that are syncing with the new vibrational state as opposed to the old one. And at this point, and I experienced this big time in the public eye, we experience this shift as our lives falling apart. Partnerships may end, we may lose our job, we may change location, we may, like me, undergo massive ridicule. But what if we understand what's happening? The old energy field, the old you, the old intent, the old awareness was pulling in the old life, and then when it shifts, it's pulling in a very different expression of the new vibration itself. And that transitional period, when the shift takes place, the old life falls apart. But if you want to change your life, then the old life has to fall apart unless it serves the new one. So when we choose freedom, the transformation can be challenging. It's easier now because more and more people are going through it. We begin to understand the process. I felt like this so many times. I went to the top of a hill in the south of England, the west of England, one day, because I didn't want to upset anybody, I went to the top of this hill in the middle of nowhere,
and I scream my frustration out. I know what this image means, and so many other people do. But it was the old life breaking down so the new one can take over. It's time to know thyself. Not thyself that we've been told we are, but thyself which we really are. This self, everything from the beginning, my birth, my ancestors, my children, my wife, everything comes together simultaneously. I saw everything about me, about everyone who was around me. I saw everything they were thinking now, what they thought then, what was happening before, what was happening now. There is no time, there is no sequence of events, no such thing as limitation of distance or period of time and place. I could be anywhere I wanted to simultaneously. That's who we are. And that's what the control system is trying to keep from us.
I think I concur. It's really good in terms of the family atmosphere.
One of the greatest benefits of being under the tutelage of Sri Harold is that my family receives the same love and blessings as I do, or greater.
For us in our family, Akinkar has given us a great toolbox to use in our everyday life.
It's a very nice day.
Attending seminars is kind of like an oasis for me. I've been at Akinkar for over 14 years, and I didn't attend a major seminar until 4 years ago.
I just made a decision one day, called my sister and said, let's go to the majors. And we've made every major seminar since then, and it just sort of gives me a break in between all the craziness of life.
You asked the question.
And it's a spiritual boost.
And it then you tell really me centers me just throughout the year.
Your sickness is real.
I don't know why I waited so long. It was a completely different experience from what I thought.
And I'm just going to enjoy myself, go to the temple, walk the trails.
Sigmund Freud.
We're here to see the Mahanta.
Sigmund.
That's probably the best treat is being able to hear Sri Harold.
I have the benefit of this spiritual experience, the benefit of this contact with spirit, so that I don't have to necessarily go through the long process
of trial and error. Clumsiness is at the top of the list, and then we have lazy, self-centered, tactless, mean, obstinate, imaginary pain, fake dizziness.
I'm not the only one that went through this whole thing that I might have been holding on to the whole year, thinking, it's just me.
The first time I saw Sri Harold, the Living Master, speak, it was.
If that's true, we have a lot of work to do.
It was quite a remarkable experience. He actually walked out while everybody was healing.
They want to make me friendly. Fill me with happy lies. Take away my symptoms. Send me home.
He stepped in and he sat down and he looked straight at me.
What will I have left? And I was like freaked out. I don't want you to do anything against your will or give up anything until you're ready. But I have a feeling we can work together. Would you like to try? No. Maybe I asked too soon. So, tell me something about your life. Before today. Has it my mother told you? Yeah, she told me what she knows, but not what you know. For instance? The tumor? She knows as little about that as I know about you. What do you know about me? Like I was this object to be taken apart, scrubbed and cleaned, put back together.
sexually potent. Is that you? Is it you who is afraid of potence? Of sex as well as of mind? Is it you? For cooperation. You wants to be the exception. The exception of what?
In a psychiatric hospital. If judged sane, however, he faced execution. In Russia, that meant a single bullet to the back of the head.
You're cold.
The definition of sanity and insanity from the legal point of view, which is an international definition and was used in the Soviet Union, was can the person in question tell the difference between right and wrong?
You don't even know what it means.
The trial would continue for 6 months. Throughout, Chikatilo presented himself as a wretched victim of nature's indifference and a gruesome metaphor for Russia's 70-year failed social experiment.
When he was defending himself, he blamed Stalin, he blamed his parents, he blamed the cannibalism of the famine, he blamed the Communist Party, and he even blamed his own blood type.
Prosecutors would argue that Andrei Chikatilo was in fact the most calculating, diabolical killer of all time.
His crimes were second, but I don't think he was sick in the psychiatric or legal sense. Certainly not insane. He was more bad than he was mad, and he was certainly very crafty, but he wasn't crazy.
October 14th, 1992, would signify the day of reckoning for serial murderer Andrei Chikatilo.
You're mistaken. He's not a judge.
He's poisoning
the drinking. Come on, you got some clown up there saying what you want him to say.
You think we're manipulating number 12? We're not. Believe me.
On the air. If you don't mind.
I do mind. Will you please stop?
We'll go dark.
Right now, spiritual darkness will settle over the world.
Number five unleashes a plague of smoke and sulfur from the earth. In essence, you see, for the past several months, experiment. What a frightful creature. Electronic body of a horse. Crown on the head. Long hair. And lion's teeth. And wings that sound like thundering horses into battle.
The camera takes a picture. The picture is transmitted to a receiver where an electron gun activates a matrix of phosphor dots.
It doesn't kill you, it just leaves you in a state of torpor for 5 months.
Now what we've done is devise a way to
sealed by God will be exempt. It's an intense, horrible torment. Death will be preferable, but not possible.
In effect, creating a picture of
Trumpet number six consists of 200 million horses and horsemen loose to destroy one.
You're telling me that those two actors here are some kind of horses?
There were that many
computer simulations
in the late 70s. No, not entirely. We hired two actors, made tapes of their appearances, their mannerisms, logged their voice prints, arranged for psychiatric profiles. Then we fed the data to a computer. The computer then generates images that you're looking at.
And that's what they were doing to me when I was in the hospital. Unbelievable. Get the face, the voice, the soul. It's monstrous.
So it is. It's ratings. And ratings are our business. A very good business.
You're crazy, Bill. This job is on your head, I swear.
This, we don't have to build sets and shoot occupants. Get camera, electrician, captain. We create everything inside this matrix box.
There's something wrong. Now, Arthur Destin would never agree to this.
Arthur Destin is dying.
Oh, come on!
It's true!
And he jumped.
Do you have any idea, Gregory, where Arthur Desmond is right now? Sailing around the West Indies with 43 yachts. Freedom! That's what the Patriots works for him. Under much better conditions. You can do the same thing. A penny for our souls.
Much more than a penny, Gregory. And you can keep your soul. All we want is your externals.
No.
You're upset. I hit you with an awful lot of this.
I will say it one more time. No. A machine cannot replace me. Your experimental system won't work.
It's no longer experimental. It's perfected.
Baloney.
You want proof? What's your favorite poet?
My what?
Favorite poet.
Mary Had a Little Lamb. Anything else? My shoe size, 10C. My waist, 34. Used to be 32.
This is Bellamy. Punching code AD454-5. Mary Had a Little Lamb.
Mary had a little lamb, its fleece as white as snow. And everywhere that Mary went, her lamb was sure to go. It followed her to school one day, which was against the rules. It made the children laugh and play to see a lamb in school. So the teacher turned him out. But still he lingered there and waited patiently about until Mary did appear. And then he ran to her and laid his head upon her arms. Nobody's after you. Greg, I know this is not going to be easy to digest, but we should talk it out. I just want to talk to you, that's all. Just talk. That's not going to do any good. It's independently controlled. They rigged it while you were in the hospital. That won't work either. Oh, that's a smart move, old buddy. Run away. You have a real talent for turning into jelly when things get sticky. What the hell do you know about it? What do I know about it? I'm you, remember? I know everything that's going on in that feverish little brain of yours. Oh, now don't look so appalled. It's just technology. It's like the cameras and the satellite feed.
Boy Cook.
This whole business.
Young, impressive fighter.
Technology.
Fights.
I thought it was supposed to be.
He's out of Ajax, but he's fought 10 times.
You mean the truth? Conway, when are you going to wake up? You live in a country where only 8% of the population reads books. You live in a country that's certifiably illiterate. They don't want to think, they want fast answers, easy solutions. And that's what the box gives them. What am I supposed to do? Sell out?
I am not going to sell out.
Oh, you sold out a long time ago. You may see yourself as some kind of Edward R. Murrow. They hired you because you looked good, you sounded good. And if you died tomorrow, they would just hire another hairspray jockey and replace you. Just like that. That's not true. No, you're a liar. Not to you, because I am you. Don't you understand? And I'm not telling you anything you haven't said to yourself. You sold out the minute you signed your first $50,000 contract. You sold out for power, for money, and for their promise of respect and notoriety. And in exchange, they put you in a box. Whatever happened to you? A novel you were going to write, all those places you were going to see. What happened to your marriage? I've still got time. You have been saying that for years. And I'm going to tell you the truth. It is not going to happen. You are not going to write the novel. You're not going to see Paris. You're not going to see Rome. And you're not going to see Greece. You have been burrowing around in the ghettos and the back rooms of Washington for 20 years searching for some vision of the truth.
Have you got a date this weekend?
And you're going to die without ever having found
it. Well, that's what you need, you know.
Oh, no, please. You're going to keep running and working and drinking.
Sure, give it a try. I mean, what have you got to lose?
You're going to say, oh, I'm near the beginning and I am the end. And there's going to be another stroke. And that will be it. There will be no Paris, no Rome, no Greece, no anything.
No, look, I'll find a way. I'll make the time. I mean, there's got to be a way.
That's right. There is a way. Me. You can go away. You can travel. You can write your book. Make love. See all those wonderful places. Do anything you want. And I'll stay right here behind in this box doing your work for you. Now, isn't that something you've always dreamed about all your life?
Well, baby, all I got was $5.
Well, isn't it?
Yes.
Right, don't we have a thing going?
Yes, we do.
Daddy! Hi, Daddy!
Hi, baby! How are you? How's school?
Fine. Give me a kiss.
Okay, Donna. I'm going to do it for you this one time for $5.
Lolita!
I want you to do me a favor in return.
What's the matter, Mommy?
Greg, I'll do anything for you.
That's okay, Lolita. Your mother's just tired.
Tired? Do you realize what your daughter just did?
Cindy! Cindy,
listen,
your father and I are
going
away.
Sweetheart, we'll talk about it later.
Yeah, right, Will.
Was spent in Hesse Castle, Germany.
Done your homework?
He divided his time between experiments in alchemy and
meetings with secret society. Your homework, all right?
Few people knew Saint Germain as well as Prince Charles, his last known confidant and
benefactor. Sweetheart, please.
In 1784, word spread across Europe that Saint Germain lay mortally ill in the castle of Prince Charles.
Don't be so upset.
I can't help it, Frank. She's our little girl.
In fact, he spent his last years.
When I'm 30, I'd say. There was no excuse for what happened.
Died, he confided
no excuse. I'm sorry. I cannot accept what he did.
He's the third son of Prince Francis of the Prince of Transylvania.
Would you please? Just a cigarette,
when the Austro-Hungarian Empire absorbed his enormous estates, he spirited his
no
third son away.
No man kisses another
Italy,
woman the way you did,
where he was,
regardless of
after,
his daughter or not.
By the
and
Medici
I know what
family,
he's doing.
And
honey, my daughter, our kid.
Our daughter,
this, of course,
our
sexual
baby.
Connotation involved.
Who the hell are you trying to
charming,
snow?
Demean, his aristocratic bearing,
the beach party,
his wealth,
the drive-in movies, the boyfriends, the bands, and so much. What the hell are we going
to
do?
Listen to us. When the time
did
comes,
Charles
we'll both sit down, we'll discuss
no.
it, we'll talk to her. Believe me.
I didn't.
I realize
I
that we have
time.
To do things together. I just didn't think it was going to happen so fast. I mean, God.
There are no records of Saint Germain
burials.
10 years later, he was sighted in Paris.
I know,
the height
I
of the French Revolution.
I can't help it, Frank.
Sighted continued well into the 19th century, and with some, continue today.
I know what you're
Elizabeth
saying,
Elizabeth Clare
right.
Prophet, leader of the Church Universal and Triumphant in Pasadena, California,
relax,
believes that Saint Germain
things
speaks
work
to the
out.
World through her.
Who was Saint Germain is really a very important question. For America and for freedom.
Was so loving and kind and understanding.
Saint Germain has embodied again and again over many centuries, as we all have.
I love you.
Our souls continue to evolve and to experience on earth until we perfect our own individual calling. Back in the days of Atlantis, Saint Germain figures.
Let's go
as a
get a bottle of champagne and take a jacuzzi together.
He's tending the flame of freedom. So
I was right here.
Temple.
Here?
Word came to
this is our place.
No, let's go take a chicken.
The continent would
no,
sink.
Please.
You're always trying to hide things.
I'm not hiding anything.
Why put things behind closed doors?
To go to Europe in what
she's
is
not
the
here.
Area of Transylvania.
She's not going to walk in on us.
Transylvanian foothills to plant the flame of freedom. Transylvania was in Hungary and is now in Romania. Saint Germain did. The placing of that flame of freedom there was the beginning of the House of Rukazi, the royal house of Hungary.
According to Mrs. Prophet, this is just the
that's
beginning
really
of a series of fantastic lives.
Mrs. Carswell.
Something's here. Can't you feel it?
Elizabeth Clare Prophet believes that Saint Germain has appeared on Earth at key moments in history
After the ascension of Jesus Christ, Joseph of Arimathea traveled by ship.
He's a Red Indian chief from an obscure part of your country, Professor.
Used at the Last Supper. That cup became the spiritual force field for the Knights of the Round Table, the coming of Arthur.
Well,
in that episode, Saint Germain incarnated as Merlin, the
good
magician.
Evening,
again, the alchemist. Again, the great prophet of Seer. The spiritual power
behind the sun.
He gives the vision to Camelot.
Get to the floor
and so that
the barley.
Focus in England begins the opportunity for Saint Germain
but
to bring the teachings of Christ to the new world. And so he incarnates as none other than Christopher Columbus.
Will you hear
the Master
Saint
Germain arrived at the New World at
That's
San
really
Salvador.
A great honor.
Very
Mr. McGregor so particularly
in
the circle.
Was sunk when Atlantis went down 12,000 years earlier. Saint Germain then ascended, and he went forth as the immortal, very closely connected with the courts of Europe. A book has been written about
mommy.
Him based on the
oh,
diaries
mommy.
Of Madame d'Adhémar.
Oh, mommy!
And this book contains
Some
the record of the Wonder
China.
Man of Europe as he appeared and
I
disappeared throughout the courts of Europe
I
over a period
Federica.
Continuously over
she
200 years. He astonished those around him. He appeared
Joanna.
Nico. He wore diamonds on every finger.
Joanna.
Precipitated jewels. But his
it's
main mission was to warn the state
Are you there, Joanna?
Yes. In the French Revolution.
These are all fake.
All
but it is my uncle. I know his voice.
Is he still having the desire to form a United
got
States
to,
of Europe? He contacted
got
Napoleon
to tell Holden
to form that unity.
He can't
the power
fight it.
Transferred to Napoleon.
It's too strong.
Napoleon
he means was give up the investigation.
Power mad and
this
instead,
is crazy.
He met his
Carswell wife. Has the key.
Dr. Peter Ryle.
He's translated the old book.
UCLA holds a different
the answer is there.
I think Sergeant
no.
Was
oh, look.
Adventure of the
18th. It's in the trees. It's coming. The demon. It's coming. No.
That does it.